The safety is off. There's a round in the chamber. This is Armed Alabama, sponsored by McCoy Outdoor Company, Mobile's hometown full-line outdoor sporting products and gear store, an interactive talk show discussing self-defense, product reviews, shooting tips, safety, and more. Your calls, comments, and texts welcome at 343-0106. Now, here are your hosts, retired judge and certified NRA instructor, Rusty Johnston, and certified NRA law enforcement instructor, Adam Strange.
They're gonna pry these guns right out of my hands when they come to take them away. I believe in the rights that my fathers gave me when he signed the Constitution that day. No misguided president or crooked politician with a greasy pocket piece fair. When the hard-working man gets tired of your crap, it's gonna rain wrath, beware. Don't tread on me, I'm American free. You're not gonna take it away. I stand up and fight for my freedoms and rights. That's a price you'll have to pay. Don't tread on me, I'm American free. Red-blooded to the core. You ain't ever had a fight in your life like a fight that you're.
Good evening. This is retired Alabama Circuit Judge Rusty Johnston, and I'm here with my guest co-host, Will Case, tonight. Our normal co-host, Adam Strange, I think he has flown the coop, and he's moved to France or something like that. I'm not hearing much from him, but maybe we'll hear from him pretty soon. Armed Alabama is Alabama's only firearms-based FM radio talk show. We talk about pistols, revolvers, shotguns, training, self-defense, ammunition, and everything related to the law regarding guns, self-defense, etc. If you have any questions for us, give us a call here at area code 251-343-0106. That's at FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile, Alabama. And Will Case is with us tonight. He's with the Mobile Bay Friends of the NRA.
Right.
And they're having their annual dinner August 2nd. And one thing we want to let everybody know, and I'm going to turn over to Will, is this has nothing to do with the corrupt Wayne LaPierre. And, you know, if I had made the kind of money he made and had the kind of nice suits he has, I would just retire and go somewhere.
Wait, I talked to our old NRA rep, Gene Newman.
Yeah.
He at one time said that Wayne LaPierre was actually more protected than the President of the United States. Now, he had security as good, if not better, than the Secret Service.
And, you know, well, I guess where he lives, he can't really carry a gun.
No,
he's had a big hassle.
He gets more death threats a day than most,
probably most people do. Yeah.
You know, he's the head of the most hated
organization. And, you
know,
there are two books that are about 20 years old. One of them went into the fight with Colonel, I can't think of his name, bald-headed guy. I remember they had the revolution that took over. I'll think of his name in a minute. But there are two insider books that kind of go into the – one of them says that LaPierre didn't even know how to shoot a gun when they hired him.
And that's what I heard.
Yeah, and that, you know, that's going back. He wasn't hired as president right off the bat. But
No, he was a lobbyist in Washington, D.C., and he's a lawyer.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
he,
you need to be
–
you know, you need to be familiar with the product.
You think so.
Yeah, but I'm afraid – I don't think a lot of them are. Well, give us an update on how the dinner's going, how to get tickets, et cetera, and all
it's
that.
It's going good. We're, about 10 days out at this point. Mm-hmm. It's a week from this Friday, August 2nd. Doors open at 6 o'clock. Tickets are available at the door. However, they are going to be $45 per ticket at the door. Right now, you can get a single ticket for $40 or a couple's ticket, and you do not have to be a couple. You know, it's just two tickets. Those are $70, so you save a little bit of money there. You can get those at
– reminds me, you know, when we question people in void our jury duty, supposed to say what business you're in and whether you're married, and this guy stood up and he said, my partner is so-and-so. I said, what kind of business are y'all in? And my secretary said, is he not talking about a business?
Whoops.
Oh, yeah.
You can get tickets at Toomey's Mardi Gras, Smith Electric, Walker Electric, Sticks River Shooting Center over in Wilcox Exit. Go out there and
visit them. I like
that
place,
but
I always thought that was a weird name, Sticks River. You know, you crossed it to get to Hades.
Right, right, so, right. But, well, I mean, it's the Sticks River right there.
Yeah,
so the water park was right down there.
So.
And Go see them. They're under new management, under new ownership, and old ownership, I guess you could say.
It wasn't bad, but it was a little not structured, I guess you would
say. Right, and you know, the guy that was buying it from the owner ended up just deciding he didn't want to do it anymore. So the owners are back out there, same ones that own Mobile Shooting Center, that owned the Mobile Shooting Center. So go, you know, support them and keep them. You know, they're really needed to get the clientele back up. SRT has tickets as well as P&G
Machines.
That's
the shooting range out on Cody or Schillinger's?
Right, Cody Road.
Yeah.
And actually, they're, you know, they've, I don't think they've sold any tickets. And we talked to them, and you know, just what we were talking about earlier, what you just said was a lot of people were. You know, the NRA things got them down. I actually got an email after our last show from a guy that said, you know, before I give the NRA another dollar, I want to know what happened to this and what happened to that. And my response back to him, which is our only response, is I don't know. I mean, I'm a life member, and
I've already paid my dues, and I wouldn't give them anything more.
Right, and it bothers me, you know, what's going on.
But the money you raise is going to stay with the Mobile Bay.
It may go to Boy Scout shooting program.
The NRA being what it is, it's the only thing they do for the Friends of NRA is they actually pay all of our admin fees. So 100% of the money that we raise goes to Friends of NRA programs. 50% of it stays locally.
That's nice. You don't have to fool with all the administrative.
Right, exactly. Mess. We don't have to worry about all of the, you know, the NRA field reps that run the Friends of NRA. They're all, you know, NRA employees, but they work for the Friends of NRA.
And what do you get done in sponsors for guns and giveaways?
What do you get with that single ticket you're talking about buying?
That gives you
that gets you in the door.
Admission to the door, and we have a barbecue dinner catered.
I think
by
you're
Nathan's
in a gunfight with that. You know, one on one.
The gunfight before you can leave.
Yeah, the gunfight's after the beer's been drank. Yeah, usually, right. Yeah, hopefully not.
But now you have packages of tickets for raffles or whatever.
We do. We have raffle packages that we're pre-selling, and they will be for sale for the same price the night of the event.
Now you get those only at the door or inside.
You can go ahead and order them. You can order them for me. Toomey's Mardi Gras, you can go in there and order them. Usually probably calling me at 251-753-6494 would be the fastest way.
Yeah, because they're doing other stuff. I mean, they sell a couple of tickets, but you get into something.
And with the 1,000, we have several tiers. The Platinum Plus is what we call it. For $1,050, you get a SIG P365 exclusive.
I'm going to break
NRA.
My piggy bank open for that one.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice gun. Yep. So, and it comes with a 12-round mag, which I know people think, well, what's the big deal about that? It really is a big deal with SIG because they come with 10-round mags.
They kind of got.
All right, so a $1,000 package, you get the gun, and then what else
gun,
do you get?
You get
that's a $700 gun, isn't it?
No, it's about $560.
Okay.
For the $1,050, you get the P365 tan NRA version. You get two gold tickets, which will put you in for a drawing for a gun that's valued up to about $1,200. You get 10 red tickets, which is a drawing for a gun that's valued up to about $600.
It's kind of like an e-ticket at Disney World. Used to
40 tickets, 40 blue tickets, and that's a raffle drawing for a gun up to $400 value. And then a bunch of white tickets, which is just for buckets of accessories and stuff like that.
You can also get the tickets online.
You can get the tickets to the event online. They won't let us put the raffle tickets on there because it's gambling and, you know, the state of Alabama.
Right.
But can you put online the different packages of tickets?
They won't let us. We tried.
It's just buying tickets.
They will not.
There's lesser packages other than the $1,000
deal. Right, and then you have the $1,050, which comes with just a black P365. $500 pack comes with a G2C Taurus 9mm pistol. And it also comes with basically half of the tickets. And then you've got a $300 package, which doesn't come with a gun.
David, if you can hold on after our break, because we only got about a minute left, and I don't want to shortchange you, so just hang on.
Yeah, then you got a $300 package, which just comes with some red tickets, blue tickets, white tickets, and then the $100 package, which is our lowest tier. You get some blue tickets and some white tickets with that. So
yeah,
you don't get guns.
I understand
it's
supposed to be in the 70s that night.
Hey, if Naaman's
long range forecast.
If Naaman's is catering the barbecue, that's worth the price of admission.
Oh,
right,
it's delicious.
There.
Oh yeah,
it's pulled pork and barbecue chicken.
Yeah,
that's going to be in the aircraft pavilion at the USS Alabama.
Yeah. And we do have a kids' craft area, and we actually
that's great.
I picked up the rubber band guns from one of the local big box stores.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I haven't seen one of those in a long time. You bought a rubber band rifle.
Cool.
So where we will. Did they have a clothespin on them? The ones we made.
No, these are actually have a rotating deal. A real trigger. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, high tech.
I've been playing with them at home.
I bet Charlie had the clothespin.
I sure did.
Well, we're going to have a shooting gallery for the kids with rubber band guns, so they can come out.
And it won't be fixed like the carnival.
No, it won't be fixed.
Yeah,
and we'll have some decent prizes.
Deeper and deeper in here.
We're running up on a break, and I want, like I said, I want to tell David, hang on. Anybody else, you can either call in, 251-343-0106, or you can text a question to that number somehow, and we'll step into a brief break and be back with more of Armed Alabama.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
I like you, Philip, but be assured, bite my hand, and I will put you down. Your division is in charge of native crime. Or would you rather I was in charge of native crime? I don't think you'd like my methods.
All right, David, I'm getting right to you. Just want to remind everybody we're on Facebook Live. You can see the stream here and see all of us cutting up. And that is, if you don't know where the page is, just put in the search engine, Armed Alabama Radio, FM Talk 106.5. All right, David from Mobile, Alabama, how you doing?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing this evening?
Pretty good. What's up?
I had a quick question. I got a breaking news alert on one of the local TV stations' mobile apps on my phone. I can't remember which one. It's either Fox 10 or WKRG, but they did a little blurb saying that the ATF has decided that the Alabama CCP, concealed carry permits, are no longer a valid form of identification for the NICS system. And I was calling to see if you guys had heard of that. And basically, what's going on and what Alabamians can no longer.
You know what is irritating? Who controls the NICS? President Trump does. And I was always surprised, frankly, we had the reciprocal agreements with so many states because they required training and we didn't. But I suppose the problem is fingerprints.
No, actually, I read the letter today because I'm involved in. Yeah, I'm actually going to be transferring all the guns for the Friends of NRA. We were planning on transferring them the night of the event because we were going to take the pistol permits and it would be streamlined, but now that's kind of screwed up. The letter states that in 2013, the ATF made the mandate that Alabama pistol permit process, the process was that the sheriff's departments were doing NICS checks on the applicants for the concealed carry permit, which assuaged the requirement for the Brady Bill that a person had to go through that background check. What has happened is the FBI has, over the last year or so.
The same people that were spying on a presidential candidate?
Yeah, the FBI has alerted the ATF that there are certain sheriffs in the state of Alabama that have circumvented the NICS system. And there have been pistol permits actually given to individuals that were denied and failed the next check that were felons.
Well, you know, frankly, I was always concerned about it because you could be under indictment and you may not be served for 2 or 3 months and you still got your valid permit. And
It's an iffy thing, but basically the ATF was brought to the ATF's attention that this was going on. They went in and did an audit of the state, found that concealed carry permits were not passing applicants were not passing NICS checks to get their permits, and that was a requirement of the Brady Bill, so that's why we can't use them anymore as of today.
Can't use them in what way?
Can't use them to purchase a gun.
You still have to go through the NICS background check when you buy a firearm instead of showing your.
I always thought that was voluntary on the part of the dealer.
Well,
anyway.
It still was, but now it ain't voluntary.
I mean, now it's not.
Well, let me ask, Scott, is that something to do with the the change a couple of years ago when the legislature changed it from shall issue to, or from may issue to shall issue? Or is this just some sheriffs in some parts of the state that are just basically not complying with the state or and or federal regulations?
That's what it kind of sounds like.
Yeah, it sounds like, because, I mean, like I said, there were actual known felons that were getting concealed carry permits, which should have been.
I knew a sheriff in Wilcox County that, if he was still sheriff, he would have it all screwed up, you know.
Yeah, I think that's just some small town sheriff maybe kind of circumventing the whole permit.
But boy,
issue.
Breaking news! Thank you for that.
Is there anything that the state can do at the state level to kind of come back and get the sheriffs back into compliance so that we can start using TCPs for gun transfer?
I'm sure there is, but will they? You know, the sheriffs are a hard group to control. We've been trying to get. Your car is an extension of your home place, so you wouldn't have to have a permit in your car, and they've killed that every year.
Yeah, I mean, they've been fighting constitutional carry for years. I mean, in this, you know, I always thought that even if they got constitutional carry, because you could use your permit to buy a gun, people would still buy the permit.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, if you can't use it, then.
Well, let me ask you one other thing. Will that in any way affect the reciprocity with other states?
No. No,
you just can't use it.
It shouldn't,
but you know how that.
Yeah, it shouldn't, but I mean, you know, I've always thought. I mean, the whole reason we don't have reciprocity nationally is because Alabama, all you have to do is, you know, pay your $20, go through a background check, you walk out with a permit. Whereas,
and
states like
Rhode
Island,
actually becoming a little more common,
right?
Like Missouri went to that,
but you got your weird states up north. You know,
I think even Texas requires an all day.
Rhode Island requires a shooting. A shooting validation at 25 yards.
Kind of equivalent to the NRA instructor's test.
It's insanity.
Yeah.
For concealed
carry.
They've
done studies before that a total amateur, when faced with a threat, is actually a better shot than a police officer.
Yeah.
You know, so.
That's scary.
That's just a way to hassle people.
I've talked to the instructors out at our range, mm-hmm. One of them in particular. Every one of our officers is allocated 100 rounds a month. To go practice. That's all they have to do is show up.
By the way, state probation, when they got tight of money, they were allocated 100 rounds per year.
Yeah, they get 100 rounds a month. All they have to do is show up and shoot.
Yeah.
Less than 10% do.
I used to go to the sheriff FBI range Saturday mornings with a DA friend of mine. There'd be another 15 people there, and I figured up there could have been 2,000 people eligible to be there on a nice Saturday at 10 or 15.
Exactly.
So do you blame the FDA, or do you blame some of the Alabama sheriffs who weren't doing their job? I blame the federal government. That's who I blame. When in doubt, blame them. They shouldn't be involved in it anyway. You know. Well. So, but breaking news. Really appreciate that.
All right, y'all guys have a good day.
Listen, you too.
Thanks, David.
All right.
That's. I really was kind of concerned because. I was trying a case one time. There was, you know, trouble in the hallway between the victim and the defendant's family. And one of the thugs in the hallway, he had a pistol permit. He had all kind of record on him. And I actually wrote the sheriff and said, you know, this isn't really my business, but this thug is in the hall threatening people, and he's been convicted of it. He's got one of your pistol permits.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean,
at any one time, there are several thousand outstanding warrants that have never been served.
Right.
And so that would scare you to death. So it's just kind of the way things are. Well, one of the things I wanted to bring up today is anybody who goes shooting, even if it's to a range, but especially if it's out, like, in the country, you ought to have a basic first aid kit. And I don't mean, you know, doctor-level operation kit, but there are a lot of things now. I'm going to grab my box. That you really don't need a lot of medical knowledge. They've come out of our recent wars. And one of them is sold under different names. And I gave you one a while ago. Quick Clot is one of them.
Absolutely.
It's basically a powder, you know, you pour on a bleeding wound, and, you know, try to get some bandages on there. And it... You know, a lot of times it'll save your life, and you don't need, you know, an MD or anything. You can get it
definitely
at
get CVS the medical
or anywhere else you want.
Right.
So that's kind of a definite you ought to have in there. And
yeah, it kind of uses heat, if I remember.
Yeah, they
reading
say it's kind of pretty hot.
It actually burns kind of, but it cauterizes the wound closed.
I've got it, you know, this everything in here, it probably in $100, but it's you know, things you would think of if you got cut, or if something worse happened, or someone got stung by a bee and you didn't know the allergic Benadryl in there, and then they even got to clean your hands, Dr. Tishner's. And I had a guy work for me, would get drunk off Dr. Tishner's. I think it's supposed to be diluted 10 to 1 to drink it. But light sticks. Of course, I got a flashlight in there. And, you know, if you want to.
Safety glasses.
Yeah, if you want to really do, you know, some surgery.
You have the mouth-to-mouth.
I do, because I don't want to touch anybody's lips. You
absolutely.
Know, lips that have touched cigarettes shall never touch mine. So you never know. And
then the old snake bite kit. I've
got a snake bite kit in there. And, you know, for a long time, it was, don't fool with that. Just get to the hospital.
Yeah, don't suck it out. Yeah. You know, don't use the suction thing.
Yeah.
Was that all available at one place as a part of that case that you're carrying?
Well,
or have you picked this up over
time? Not here. I'm sure in some places.
Oh, yeah,
probably in the West, you know, where a lot of people are hiking.
Because that'd be great for campers, too, whether you were shooting or not.
No question about it.
If you go in the woods, period, you know, a good first aid kit's always
I gave you these poison ivy wipes, and it's got a chemical. If you exposed to poison ivy and wipe it off within the first couple hours.
And Cordate.
Yeah. And it's one of the few, I think it may be the only chemical that cuts that oil. Of course, most of the time you don't know you've got it until you've gotten back home. And it's a horrible thing.
Does McCoy's carry stuff like this?
I think they do, actually. Now, whether it's the same brand or not. But it doesn't really matter about the brand. Just think common sense. Like, my daughter has type 1 diabetes. So, of course, she's a nurse. We've got the, the glucophage tablets in there and that kind of thing. But even have a stapler, you know, that's what they like now instead of sewing, which maybe that's good considering.
You can actually get those. They're not that expensive, the little personal stapler.
And, you know, removing them's nothing. I had a bunch of staples and, stitches in my face. A plastic surgeon had put them in. And he said, just take them out yourself. I couldn't get anybody in my family to help me. I had to get a mirror, and I'm cutting them out of my face.
I take everybody.
Yeah. I said, you know, come on, all you people.
I'd put them in if they let me, but they won't let me.
Yeah, I know.
I've sewed myself up several times.
It violates the union contract if you do that. But just think of what could go wrong out there. And if you're by yourself, there's these remote emergency beacons and things like that. If a cell phone won't reach.
If you're shooting, the tourniquet's always, you know.
Learn how to
use it. Yes, you know.
And they've got, nothing's foolproof, but they've got, you know, before people would misuse tourniquets and you'd lose your leg, but now they've kind of got them idiot-proof or a little better, you know. We got to go to a break, folks. We'll be right back here with more of Armed Alabama on FM Talk 106.5.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. You're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. And I don't like it. Any more than you,
man. Well, I put up a new video on YouTube, and it's all about the saying that Napoleon stopped the monarchist counter-revolution by giving them a whiff of grape shot. And it explains all that, and it has a scene from a movie. You know what he did? They were outnumbered 4,000 to 25,000. And other people had guns, too. He set up his cannons with grape shot in them, and when they came around to the corner, wow, and mowed them down. So it's worth seeing it for the historic.
Get over.
And as I mentioned, everybody, James Madison,
James Monroe, our fifth president, he was actually envoy to France at that exact same time.
Nice.
And, you know, Thomas Paine at one time, he was a member of the French Directorate. He was such a revolutionary. You know, he went over there and got involved in their revolutions.
Got involved there.
So, anyway, it's kind of interesting. But go over there and watch that, because that's pretty interesting.
Nice.
Now, I remember one time years ago, probably before you were involved, the Friends of the NRA even bought bulletproof vest vest for
right.
a small police department.
Expensive. The grants that we, you know, like I said, 50% of all of the money we raise stays locally.
That's right. Y'all study it.
So what that 50% that stays locally does, it goes into a fund, a state fund, and we usually average around $120,000 to $130,000 a year in that fund. And every year, the chairman, like myself, of all of the committees get together and we vote on grants that have been put in towards that money. Now, we usually get about $500,000 worth of grant requests. So mm-hmm. most people don't get everything, but we try to give them something.
Do the schools still allow Eddie Eagle to be taught there?
I think they do. And actually, this year, I was amazed that there were grant requests for several sporting clay teams associated with schools.
That's my thing. I'm so tired of watching what's the mayor? Anyway, you know the guy, the deep voice comes on. You see schools from Massachusetts and Maryland, the most anti-gun states, and they're winning all the tournaments.
Right.
And I think, why don't we have sporting clay
it's amazing
teams down here?
Well, like I said, I was amazed at how many that we actually gave grants to this year.
Great.
There was one up Monroe, I think Monroe County maybe.
Mm-hmm.
The board is actually the ones that are promoting the shooting
and
sports.
And see, that's a lifetime sport. You know, there's so many kids that – you know, get up for football, and they play for a couple of years, and that's it. And they've bulked up, and they don't have it. But this sporting clays or trap or
right.
you know, you've got a lifetime hobby there.
Absolutely.
And it can be fairly cheap. I've got a nice electronic, you know, you can get them at $2.99. This one's about $8.99 or something. But, man, it tosses them out you know.
A couple of years ago, didn't we have a girl on here?
We did, from Spring Hill College.
Yeah. She was in a class or a club?
At a club, you know, Spring Hill being kind of liberal, didn't want to really call it their team. But I need to check with Kyle Callahan, if you're listening, let us know if y'all are still in operation, because I actually gave him a couple of cases of shells to help him out.
Yeah, and that's what we, you know, most of the sporting clay teams, they requested targets and, you know, clay pigeons and shells.
I've gotten hooked on the biodegradable, because
right.
I used to have cows in this field. So right. they're going to eat them and die.
is there a range in Mobile County or in our
area where
they can –
There's several, yeah.
Yeah, Taylor Creek Sporting Clays.
They're probably
down on
the
Windsor
most
Road.
Specialized.
Where is that?
It's on Windsor Road out by Bellingrath.
Uh-huh.
Taylor Creek, and they actually give us packages of memberships to auction off and sell at the auction. So we'll have a couple of those.
Steering us back to a trap, because I hate sporting clays. It's just like, what the hell?
Well, I've never been great at skeet. I can shoot trap fairly well,
yeah.
but I stop and pull the trigger.
Me neither.
I cannot
trap
follow through.
Trap is just more like – I used
just
to
terrible.
Do a lot of quail hunting when I was
right.
a kid. And it's just, of course, are there any quail anywhere anymore?
Yes.
You know, there are forests everywhere. I went to one of these quail hunting it was awful, like, you know, plantations. And they'd almost throw the quail in
your
face.
Yeah, you got to kick them. You got to kick them.
Yeah, it was the worst thing.
Fly.
And you know what it's made for? Is businessmen that – I got 4 hours
right.
to get my limit, and I'm going to get my limit. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, it's not really a lot of sport,
no,
sporting going on.
Sport.
It's just slaughtering, slaughtering birds.
I didn't like that.
But, you know. But, yes, we do – on occasion, we have a law enforcement agency that will put in a grant for request for – one a couple of years ago put in for duty rifles, which unfortunately they asked for Tavors and not just an M4 carbine,
yeah,
which everybody
you
else
get $1,000 one or $900
right.
one.
Yeah, right. they're looking for $7,000 for 5 duty rifles, and we're like, we can't really do that.
Yeah,
and they put on and if anybody out there is actually contemplating putting in a grant request, make sure that you read the grant application correctly and thoroughly, because there is one section where it asks the question, will you take a partial grant? If you say no to that, then you don't get anything, because we cannot give you everything.
Half a loaf's better than no loaf.
Exactly. I mean, we will get, you know, for the most part, you know, we do try to table all of the law enforcement and everything to the end, because our goal is for youth organizations, Boy Scouts, 4-H clubs, sporting clay clubs, teams. We really are, you know, my direction and my goal and my passion for this is to get youth and keep youth in our shooting sports so we continue to have a shooting sport.
And I blame our generation of men that they just dropped the ball.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, my father took me hunting. We didn't go every weekend, but 4 or 5 times a year. And that just, with my generation, they just stopped doing that.
See, my dad wasn't a hunter at all.
And mine really wasn't either. So,
but he was a gun guy.
I mean, but I had an uncle that really was.
So I didn't go hunting, you know, really go hunting until I was older.
Yeah.
But I had a .22 rifle when I was 6.
I kind of got bored with hunting after a while.
Where can people find the grant requests?
It is on the Friends of NRA. It's friendsofnra.org website, and you can go right on there, and the grant request is right there. And they will probably be opening up. The grants will open to start the application process, I believe, mid-August.
So this would be for schools, for law enforcement?
Yeah, Boy Scouts. We got the local Boy Scout group a great grant, I think, this past year. We got them 50 BB guns for the third graders to shoot and at their camp, and you know, we don't. I had a question from the Boy Scouts in regards to archery equipment. We are a shooting sports, you know, organization.
I mean, that's we're neat, a gun organization. But you got to draw lines.
I will say this: if anybody is thinking about getting, you know, applying for a grant, being active in the local Friends of NRA chapter, and helping, you know, helping sell tickets or showing up to the event.
How about, you know, the zombie apocalypse? You really need to know how to archery and crossbows. Because gunfires, we know, attracts to
right.
That's why we need suppressors.
I was actually the coach at St. Dominic School for archery team for a couple of years, and I loved it.
Yeah.
And it's a great sport, and I highly recommend it for any kids, because it's any kid can be in it.
Hadn't the city council made it illegal to practice archery in your backyard? I think they
probably
have, you know,
but
archery would not qualify for.
Well, it's
grant
not that then. It wouldn't qualify, but you know, we're going to fill the gun stuff first. So, but again, if you're active in the local chapter and you know the chairman goes to bat and says, "Look, they really help us out. They do things for us," then we can try to get that done.
Yeah. And that can be kind of a part of a well-rounded.
And the other thing is, you know, when you put in the grant application, you can put your priority. I mean, if archery equipment is your priority and you've been active and everything, then we'll work to get that.
And by the way, you can get archery equipment, crossbows, all that down at McCoy's. I know very little about that, even though I have a cousin that does all that.
I will say
primitive for me.
Some of those bows are very evil.
And you can get them that cost more than a nice shotgun. You know,
some of the crossbows now are $3,000.
Yeah, I noticed that today. Speaking of that, I was with a man, y'all would know him if I gave the name, but he's deceased, but he had a Purdy shotgun, and he could afford it. We were dove hunting. After about 30 minutes, he put it up in his truck and got out his Remington 1100. Said he couldn't hit a damn thing with that. So
sometimes pretty doesn't get the job
done. That was kind of fun.
Right.
You know? And, of course, that's what everybody is hanging on the wall who can afford it.
Right,
but,
absolutely.
You know, it's the go-to gun after that. But, yeah, go down to McCoy's there on Spring Hill Avenue, just west of I-65. Get all that archery equipment. You can get what's the thing that covers your forearm, you know, so that whatever. I can't even think of all that stuff anymore.
I can't remember it either.
But you can get arrows and all that, and we could have a zombie apocalypse on us. I mean, that could happen. I was watching Fear of the Walking Dead the other night, and it's just gone way out.
World War Z was on the other night, too.
Oh, yeah.
With Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine actually asked me if I thought that that could happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, did some weird drug or, you know, something gets in the water,
you know,
eats a brain away.
Yeah. You can't be
too. You never know.
I'm not so sure it hadn't already happened. You drive around.
Well, liberals, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it is. They have lost.
That might explain a lot.
Well, I think the liberal issue is more Trump derangement syndrome than anything. anything.
Yeah, and I'm trying to use the word Bolshevik instead of liberal, because a classic 18th century liberal is us. We don't want the government bothering us. We want to do our own thing. And these people are
communist.
Just Bolsheviks. Absolutely.
Socialist, communist.
I always contended the reason they took down the Berlin Wall is the socialists figured they'd won. We were all socialists. So why do they need the wall anymore, you know? Will, give us a rundown again about tickets.
You can go online to friendsofnra.org. You can get tickets on there, which we've had several people get those in the last couple
of
weeks.
It's the top post on the Armed Alabama FM Talk 106.5.
You can call me at 251-753-6494, or you can text me at that number. You can call 251-610-2913 and ask for Kay. That's her cell number, and she got tickets. Toomey's Mardi Gras, Walker Electric, Smith Electric, SRT Shooting Range over on Cody Road, Caffeine Corps, forgot to mention them. Corps has tickets over by the University of South Alabama.
That's the place that has, what, AR-15 coffee or something?
Yeah, they have Black Rifle Coffee, Death Wish Coffee, right. And they have a Firefighter's Coffee, I think. And then they have Bang Energy Drinks, which is a zero sugar I'm addicted to.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to Death Wish Coffee. It's really, really good.
I need to try that.
And it's the strongest coffee.
Is that the Charles Bronson Death Wish or the new one? The new one is excellent.
I thought it was fantastic.
And it got a lot of bad reviews, and I thought it was, frankly, better maybe than the first one.
It could have been.
You know, there he is, Charles Bronson.
Yeah, old Charlie Bronson.
So I wanted to let everybody know, next week we're going to do a home hardening program. I have kind of finished all the stuff I need to do. I want to video it. It's how to secure your doors, your lighting, cameras, all of that kind of stuff.
Door braces.
Oh, braces. We'll be back right after this break, folks, and we'll talk more about that.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
I thank God for all the freedoms we've got in this country. I cherish them and cherish them. Even the rights to burn the flag, you know. I'm proud of those rights. But I tell you what, we've also got, let me tell you something. Shh. We've also got a right to bear arms, and if you burn my flag, I'll shoot you.
Yeah. Johnny Cash, the man in black. He was had kind of a checkered life, but I think he was a good singer. Some of the things I'm looking at, I have a camera inside that points at the safe room. So is it really the police, or is it the Mexican drug cartel?
That's a great idea, so you can identify.
Yeah. Right there. And you have a monitor in the safe. And I'm talking about safe frame that costs. One thing I've got is I've got the plaster lathe, the wire. I tested when she was gone. I moved, put some sandbags on the side wall. That 223 did not go through. It went through one, but it didn't go through and exit the other side.
Really?
Yeah. So in effect, a 308 might, and even a 9mm might, because of the tumbling, but pretty interesting. And
absolutely.
That's his and her, I hate to use the word, assault weapons. That's
a Stag
9mm.
What's an assault weapon?
I know. It's a made-up thing. Now, one of the things that I'm showing Will, and I'll show y'all next week, get a solid wood door in your bedroom, put a deadbolt on it, put three hinges on it,
with three-inch screws, right?
Yeah. Don't put the three-quarter of an inch. This plate slides in on the bottom. Then I've got a up at the top. So you've got it secured.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. Somebody with a battering ram can get in, but you're buying yourself time.
Yeah, Jack Nicklaus with the axe can chop through.
Yeah.
No question.
She wouldn't let me put the steel, door in and all that. Should have waited. And that's hers, her side. The Ruger Mini 14. There are a lot of things that, I hadn't thought of. That's the anchoring system. I can't think of what you call it. But it is, you drill it into your floor, and it seems. And the other thing I did, side lights always scare me next to a window because, you know, they're glass. Right. Your daughter can go there and some lunatic just, you know, puts his fist through the window. So I put Lexan over it that was opaque, and it was pretty expensive. It was like the quarter of an inch. But, you know, it's going to take a hammer to get through there.
Lexan, can't you hit a Lexan with a sledgehammer and not crack it?
Yeah, I think it says it's 250 times. And, you know, it depends on how you anchored it. I got some nice brass screws with, you know, kind of the little fancy washers went all around there. And then that's, you know, got one of those there. And then you can't see through it anymore, right, which is good. And then that's the front door. And this is my garage where I have the two big double doors. And it's got the, you know, more commercial type bolts, you know, in
top
there
and
go.
Bottom,
yeah. And then it's got a.
Oh, yeah, you're course, definitely not getting through that one without some serious effort.
And this is in my laundry room. That actually goes into the threshold, which is concrete. And it's, you know, it's going to take some effort to get there.
Right.
And most criminals, let's face it, the reason they're criminals is they're lazy.
Right.
You know, they don't want to get up at 8 o'clock, go to work.
Yeah, they want to harden your home to make it, you know, they're going to give up and go to the easier target before they make it.
And I think I've told you this before, had a terrible rape case, a serial rapist. Every victim, he had come in their home through an unlocked door or window. Yeah, you know, so he was not much.
That's terrible.
Yeah, so just lock it up, you know. Everything I did, you know, even the cameras. I mean, I got a 2 terabyte, you know, recorder. I think 8 cameras. That was less than $500.
Yeah, it's not expensive at all.
No,
not anymore. I mean, used to.
Oh,
a good camera system was going to cost you arm and a leg.
Oh,
now,
no question about it.
Technology's great.
Yeah, and
when it works.
Especially if you have a crawl space like I do. I didn't want to fool with the wireless. And you got the wiring tends to get all tangled up. And,
right,
you know, and then you're thinking, when is a rat going to bite you, you know, when you're under there. But you can do it, any of you. And we'll talk all about that next week. And other little things you can do, like, you know, having a decoy car there or having maybe a dog food bowl on your front porch. Criminals aren't going to take a chance. I mean, unless they're stalking you, the ex-husband or something.
Well, wasn't it 80% if you just have a sign, an ADT sign or something to that effect in the yard, even if you don't have an alarm system?
You can buy ADT signs on Amazon.
Exactly.
You
want to plant that doubt.
That little bit of doubt.
You might have this. That's what you'd be aware of, the dog sign. I mean, even if you don't have a dog.
And they're afraid of dogs. Most criminals are very afraid of, and homeowners with guns.
Right.
And one of the things I'm going to do one week, I've got a Remington 1100, and I want to show everybody how easy it is to convert that to a combat shotgun. I've got an 18.5-inch barrel. That would take 2 minutes to put that on. And then I've got an extended magazine to screw on that I think it'll hold 7 shells altogether.
Right.
And in 10 minutes, you've got a combat shotgun. You can convert it back when you want to go hunting.
Right.
So you won't, you know, be in violation or anything or look crazy because there's a certain look about it. But, you can buy,
You can buy the combos that come with both barrels.
Yeah.
Mossberg and Remington.
Has the pistol grip and the...
The pistol grip's terrible.
It
really is.
It
looks cool.
That's the most overhyped thing. And the two companies that actually sell them just pistol grip.
Right.
I found there's a stock called, I'll get the wrong name, Kicklite, I think it is. And it actually has kind of a spring in it
when you
hit it. And it'll really help out that. And if it's a pump, you can put the low recoil ammo in it safely. And that just... You're better off doing that than trying to brace it with
grip,
a wrist.
I bought one of those when I was younger and thought it looked cool, so I bought one. And then, you know, after firing a few rounds in my wrist and killing me, I was like, all right, this is...
Yeah, I was thankful it had an interchangeable deal.
The ones that come on the TAC-14 and the Shockwaves, the kind of bird's head, I call it, grip. I can't remember exactly what they call it.
It kind of looks like a fancy cane or something.
It comes off... at a natural angle, and those are actually comfortable.
And aren't they kind of foam or rubberish or?
No, they're still hard plastic,
okay,
but just the angle that they come off of the receiver.
They've probably done some studies,
There's more articulation in your wrist that way,
yeah,
so it's not as straight kickback.
But I think a lot of people like me, I broke my left wrist, or some right-handed. But, you know, people, when they fall, they break wrist. Right. And then to start putting that kind of pressure on your wrist.
Right. Yeah, I've broken this one 7 times.
Yeah, so no need of doing that. Just get a stock. An adjustable stock, like the one I mentioned, the Kicker, right. Like, is great because, you know, it's probably adjustable from, you know, 11.5 to 14.5. So your daughter can use it and you can right. use it. And but, you know, I'm not big on shotguns for home defense. But
right.
if you got to have one gun and you need to hunt and all, you can make it, you know, all the way around.
And carbines are still,
You're like yeah. me. And the Ruger carbine you mentioned, that, yeah,
the pistol caliber carbine, the PC yeah. carbine is just fantastic.
Yeah, and I love the people that say, I need something bigger than a 9mm. That, you know, a 9mm will actually penetrate more walls than a .223.
Absolutely.
And you can easily kill somebody at a couple of hundred yards.
Well, and, you know, it's all about the shot placement, obviously shot right. placement. But the bullet technology has come so far in the last 10 years. 9mm, in my opinion, with recoil, the bullet.
I think it's the perfect round. It really is.
You can't really get past it.
One thing to do, folks, you get a 9mm, pick out your self-defense ammo, but buy 100 rounds and try it out. Because
absolutely.
You never know. Some guns have little quirks, and they just, you know, it's like people. Hey, I don't like that sirloin
right.
steak. I like
right.
ribeye.
Yeah, that RIP ammo, I don't know if you've seen it, the RIP solid,
yeah.
and it's all teeth. It looks like teeth on the ends.
Yeah.
It looks cool, and it actually works really well when it actually
those were a
when
little
it,
bit
when it
like
works.
The old Federal Hydra Shock. And I would those would jam up in my Beretta
right.
M9.
Yeah, those catch quite often
yeah.
Because there's such a sharp tooth on it.
That's where I went to. These have a little bit, but they have that plug in the
right.
end. What are they? A Hornady one. Critical.
The critical defense
yeah.
or critical duty?
You know, I don't know which one. I got a case of them, and I don't know which is which.
And see, I carry.
I would know if it was the zombie round
right.
because it would be green.
And these are the HST.
Uh-huh, yeah,
you
right.
know, the 124 grain
right.
Federal HSTs, which kind of overtook the Hydra Shocks. This
yeah.
is what replaced the Hydra Shock.
Yeah, and the Hydra Shock, weren't they the ones with the little
post
in the middle of them?
In the middle of them, right. Yeah, the little
yeah.
post.
And that looked cool, too.
It right. looks cool, and it helps with the spread. But the HSTs
I had never,
spread best.
I'd never had a lot of Hydra Shocks, never run them through my M9. And when they had an ammo shortage one year, so I had to start. Well, about every other magazine would jam. And I thought, oh, well, I need to follow my own advice on that.
Right.
So, but I switched to something else, and I didn't have any problem with it.
Good deal.
Remember next week, folks, home hardening next Tuesday night here on Armed Alabama at 7 p.m. And like our YouTube channel. We need some more likes.
We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our trap cards down on Main Street. 'Cause we like living right and being free.